800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. Top 10 list coming up in about 10 minutes. Scott's been waiting on line 61 to make a quick comment. Hey, Scott, what's going on? How are you? Roger, JP.
Hey, you guys are doing a great show today. I just want to call in. The story JP said about his mom with the rosary. About 2.5 years ago, I lost my mom to liver cancer. And when she was in hospice, she kept going in and out of consciousness. And I've never been a big believer in anything. And about an hour before she died, she took me by the hand. She told me, she says, find your son. And I've never had any kids. And about 6 months after that, my niece calls me to tell me that on her ancestry, somebody's popping up as a cousin. And after doing the research, found out it was a 27-year-old son I never knew about.
How did your mom? Oh, my God. I got to be honest with you. Your mom's mean. That's mean. Like, how do you not know? Like, how long did your mom know?
I don't know. My mom never brought up that I might have kids or anything like that. I didn't even know that I might have kids.
So when she was alive and not sick, she never made any indication. She had a clue that you might have a son. This is only on her deathbed at the last moment.
On her deathbed. She was like in and out of consciousness, and she just said, find your son. And my sister looked at me, and I looked at my sister, and I'm like, what the hell is she talking about?
You figure it's the meds.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, and it was like, and then to find out about 7 months later, I had a son.
So wait a second. Huh. So that didn't eat at you? After she's like, after your mom passed and everything, like, you just forgot about it? You didn't do any nothing?
I just figured she was delusional because of all the cancer drugs and everything.
I can see that.
So you didn't, hold on a second. What kind of even-keeled human being are you that somebody drops that bomb on their deathbed and you just brush it off like nothing? Like, I can understand maybe in the moment, but maybe a day or two after the services, you're sitting and thinking, like, do I really have a kid? And you just...
Well, you had to think about it once.
Did you just, you know, and you just left it there because you didn't want to deal with it? Or did you just leave it there because
I've never been, you know, promiscuous and thought that it would, you know, and ended up it was a one-night stand that came back and got me 27 years later.
But your mom knew.
But my mom knew. And there's no way she could have known because it didn't even happen in the same town where we live in. I mean, it was just that bizarre. There could be a gate that opens when people are dying and they see things. For that to happen, it was like, it blew me away when I found out that I had a son. And it was like,
well, did you talk to your son's mom?
We talked. My son is estranged from his mom.
Okay.
And I went ahead and did a DNA test, and we came back on Ancestry.com that it was 99.98% that we were father and son.
Wow.
Do you have a relationship with him now?
Excellent relationship with him now.
Get out of here.
But you haven't met the woman that you slept with?
The mother is still claiming that she has no idea who I am.
Well, that's possible. If it was a one-night stand, she may just not remember. Sorry for you.
A skanky home.
Maybe you're one of many.
I don't know. I don't think that would do wonders for my self-confidence.
Actually, my son has 5 brothers and sisters, all from different dads. So.
Oh, really?
You nailed that one on the head. I mean, Roger, you nailed that one on the head.
Yeah. So do you...
Number 56, next. But, yeah. Put it in.
Wow,
that's something.
So does your son have a relationship with all his other siblings or no?
Only a couple.
Only a couple.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's something. They're one-night siblings.
Does your son live in Florida, like near you, like you guys can hang?
He moved up to Arkansas, and I just found out a couple weeks ago I'm going to be a grandfather, and he and his fiancée are moving back to Florida.
Nice.
Oh, now you get to meet your grandson or daughter when they're born and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, what kind of sales pitch did somebody give him to move to Arkansas? I mean, it would take a hell of a presentation. Like, there would have to be a PowerPoint presentation about my life is going to drastically get better.
Maybe it was a piece of ass sales pitch.
Before I say, you know what? Arkansas sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to.
No, he learned. They're coming back.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
So you how know, interesting
you know
is
young,
that?
You know, these young people, grass is always greener somewhere else, man.
Yeah, no, I got you.
That's right. So you went from, like, not having this family to now you have the son and now the girl he's with and the baby is going to happen there. Like, your whole life has changed.
Dude, best of both worlds. You mean to tell me you have a great relationship with a son and you didn't meet him until he was, like, 20-something?
Yep.
Oh, dude, you have no idea how good you got it. you missed Little League, but you missed the teenage years where they're dicks.
Oh, I know. I'm the second oldest out of 8 children. I grew up with
my siblings
being complete jerks.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're a lucky man. Embrace it.
Yeah, it gets better.
Yeah. Hey, take care, Scott.
All right, have a good one, man.
Take care, man.
Good
Carmine,
luck.
Carmine on line
That's
two.
Awesome.
Go ahead, Carmine.
Hey, how are you, fellas? Good to hear you.
What's up,
Carmine? I was listening to the cryogenic fiasco there that was going on. I remember seeing a movie about a year ago. It was called Selfless with Ryan Reynolds and Ben Kingsley. And the premise of that is one of the guys actually winds up dying, and they switch a brain into him. And then as the movie goes on, some of his old memories start coming back, so he goes on a little adventure trying to look for himself, so to speak. Just thought it might be interesting to you with we'll take heads off of people and freeze them, and then we'll put them on somebody else later on. We'll see how it all works out.
Yeah, right. It could be kind of weird. So I'm guessing Ryan Reynolds is the selfish guy, and then Ben Kingsley's the wise guy, and his memories or brain, whatever, goes to Ryan Reynolds, and that's who goes looking for himself?
You are absolutely correct, yeah. He's very rich, and he's got this procedure. And he signs away his world, and then as the movie goes on, it just gets interesting. A very interesting storyline, and just thought it rang a little bit with what you guys were saying. Take a head off and put it on a body. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Carmine, where are you from originally?
Long Island, naturally. I listen to you guys.
Oh!
Are you sure?
What a surprise.
Absolutely. No, you got to be kidding me. You couldn't tell?
No. I was going Montana.
Nice. I tell people Alaska. It throws them right off.
Right.
Alaska.
Take care, Carmine.
Be safe, fellas.
Take care.
All right, see you. I thought he would have said something else. Staten Island, Queens, but Long Island, right there. Well, thank you for listening, Carmine, and everybody for listening, wherever you're from originally. Kind of just jumped out a little bit.
You know, they sent me the video. Remember I did the wedding for my friend's daughter?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They sent me the video yesterday. And I'm like, where's my accent?
Oh.
Normally I pick up
what
on
happened?
It. Right, like if I hear myself talking, I'll pick up on it right away. Especially if I'm listening back. Like if I'm driving and they're running our show on the other station at 7 o'clock at night.
Sure.
And I hear stuff like it drives me insane that I never got it fixed early on in my career.
Uh-huh.
Because I listen to these radio jerks. And, no, it's just, you're one of the people. You're one of them. You sound like them. You can't go, you can't lose that. You got to keep that.
Okay. Did they say the accent is authentic?
Okay. Whatever they are. Something like that.
They're like authentic.
Your authenticity. It's you're one of them.
Hmm.
Dumbest thing I ever did was not get rid of this accent.
Except you just did on a wedding video.
But I didn't. I'm like, I don't hear it. I didn't hear it.
Well, you not hearing it is one thing.
Right.
Somebody else not hearing it is a whole different thing.
But normally it pops right out of me, especially like if I'm listening to a commercial I cut or I'm listening to us, something and that's replaying or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.